Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
We're on live radio. I love it, don't you? I have the wonderful singer that I wanted on my show, Kelly McGrath. Say hello, everybody.
And hello, Kelly, everybody.
Kelly's got a great producer. Introduce yourself to America.
Hello, America. I am Larry Marciano.
Larry Marciano. Okay, there you go. Oh, yeah, that was good. And guest, mystery guest, sign in, please.
Hi, this is Steve Gray. Thanks for having me here, Cameron.
Okay. Boy, what a show. Anyway, before we start, I wanted to say one thing to everyone out there. We're real excited about having Kelly. And Dr. Paul and Risa will be coming soon. And you can call in at area code 323-203-0815. And we are on a simulcast on the BBS radio network. And that's in the Bay Area and beyond. And also, you can email us at cdatsker@yahoo.com or at info@latalkradio.com or Twitter.com, LA Talk Radio, or on Facebook, latalkradio.com. Boy, a lot to say today. Anyway, what we're going to do is, because of the time, we're going to break into news real quick. We'll do a quick news, and then we'll have Kelly sing. Is that cool?
Sounds awesome.
Oh, good. And you could sing.
I try.
You do a good job.
Like a bird.
Kelly, by the way, does host a show on Sunday nights. It's a very good show. I've listened to it a couple times.
Have you?
Because, you know, I'm always on the road doing sports.
Awesome.
I'm always traveling with, who knows, the Lakers, yes. The Clippers. So I'm always, but your show is wonderful. So
thank you very much.
She's good. This girl is good. And Larry's good, too.
Larry's been
so
on the show.
So why am I here?
Larry's been on the show a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Larry, welcome to my crazy show.
Thank you.
Even though the equipment breaks down, and that's there's stories about that I can tell you guys.
The show must go on.
The show must go on, as they say in Hollywood. Anyway, breaking news. We're going to talk about the following news update has been brought to you by Milano's Sandwiches, Espresso Bar in Tarzana, California. And we got a new sponsor called Authority Car, buying specialist of Sherman Oaks, where you can buy your car and they'll match the price. And by Tutti Frutti Frozen Yogurt of Northridge. And by Northridge Steel of Northridge. Boy, everything's of Northridge. Anyway, breaking news. There was a, from a UN, there was a plane that carrying 6 to 10 military people that crashed today in Haiti, a United Nations surveillance plane carrying 6 to 10 UN military personnel crashed Friday after it took off in flight in Haiti along its border with the Dominican Republic. And a spokesman for the UN said that there was no survivors and the plane just crashed within 30 seconds. What a way to go, right? Ugh, horrible. Now, the Uruguayan plane was monitoring the border area when it crashed Friday afternoon. Terrible news. So we send our sympathy to all those people that died today in that horrible plane crash. Anyway, the fugitive Brazilian TV host surrendered. A former Brazilian state legislator and TV host who authorities allege also was a drug dealer. Boy, see, I'm not a drug dealer, and I'm a radio host. But anyway, he was a drug dealer, and he ordered rivals of his various people he knew killed, has surrendered to police after being missing for 4 days. I wonder where he was, probably getting his drug deals done. Anyway, Brazilian government officials say that they are definitely going to prosecute that guy. I would too. Now, Obama today got the Nobel Peace Prize, so let's give him a hi-ho, or whatever.
Yeah.
So Obama. The president, all right, Obama. Change is happening. Anyway, Obama said today he was humbled by the decision of the Norwegian Nobel Committee to award him the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. Now, he said, "I am both surprised and deeply humbled." And President Obama further said at the White House, "I do not view this as a recognition of my own accomplishments." And he further said, see, we have to give you further information, acknowledged that the ongoing U.S. conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, noting that he's the commander-in-chief of a country that is responsible for ending one war and confronting a dangerous adversary in another. So there you go. So anyway, President Obama, congratulations on your Nobel Peace Prize. I'll probably get the matzo prize or matzo ball prize or something like that. Some they'll award me. And then the commercial break, we'll take a quick one. See how my show goes? We take a quick break and do the news. A Milano's restaurant. You got to have... Kelly's here. Aren't you guys hungry? I'm hungry. I'm always hungry.
Always.
You got to go to Milano's. Anyway, Milano's is one of my sponsors, and they got the best food. You know, scrumptious sandwiches and French fries you could die for. Fresh made. So, Steve, wake up. You ever been to Milano's?
I love Milano's. I eat dinner every night.
There you go. See? We got an endorsement right there. Anyway, and see? See, Steve, you're going to make it. You're going to make it in this industry. Anyway, Milano's has got wonderful cuisine, California cuisine to Middle Eastern. The prices are great. The owners have a special right now where you buy two entrees, you get one free. I sound like that guy on that commercial. And what they
Where is this located again?
I will explain it. But Kelly, you are good. You are good. Kelly's so wonderful. Put up with my ads and advertisement. Milano's is located in Tarzana. And I was going to mention one other thing. If you mention our show, you get a free dessert. Free dessert. So everyone gets their free dessert. And Milano's is located, like Kelly asked, 6075 Reseda Boulevard near the Metro Gold Line station in the beautiful city of Tarzana. Right by the Gold Line. Mention my name. Maybe you may, after the equipment break. No, I'm just kidding. Don't mention my name. But no, they have very good cake, chocolate cake, pastry. I'm getting hungry already. Larry, we're going. We're out of here. Anyway, they have the special, so go there, mention my name, and Milano's is simply the best. Anyway, we'll go back to the news real quick. The Czech leader wants territory opt-out. The European Czech Republic leader, Václav Klaus, says he wants his country to have an exception from a key European chapter, European Union chapter, before he will sign the Lisbon Treaty. We heard that before. Mr. Klaus demanded opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights, similar to opt-outs agreed previously for the United Kingdom and Poland. Now, You heard about the Space Down set for the global show. A circus entrepreneur and the first clown in space, a guy, Labyrinthi, is preparing to host a global performance from the International Space Station. You ask, why? Well, I'll tell you why. Mr. Labyrinthi will introduce 14 countries in a two-hour show scheduled to start in, I guess it's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. Wow, that's an early show. That will highlight global water shortages. So, all you clowns out there, enjoy the show. NASA team scours moon crash today. You hear about that moon crash? Looking for water?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I thought they were going to find tequila. That would have been better than the water.
You know what? I hate that we're doing that because I just feel it in my gut, my women's intuition that's going to come back to haunt us one day.
I probably will. I think you're right.
Seriously.
I think you may be right.
You don't screw with other, you know, planets and other universes. You just don't. You know, it's like we can explore, we can try to see what else is out there, but don't go bombing other shit to see what's inside of it.
I agree with you, Kel. You know what'll happen?
Because when they come back to us and they're like hovering over New York and D.C. and L.A. and they're like, oh, we just want to blow you up to see what's inside of you. It's like, hey. You know, we should have like just minded our own business and just used our imagination.
Yeah, if you're going to the moon, bring your own water.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Kelly's right. And you know what? That is crazy. But what we did today is, like she said, we had to blow up two bombs, or they call them spare parts, mm-hmm. into the moon. So they wanted to see if they could detect water ice. Anyway, for all you Hummer fans, it's going to be made in China. The GM agrees to the Chinese sale of Hummer. So GM has agreed to sell its iconic Hummer brand to Chinese firm Sichuan Techzon Heavy Industrial Machinery for undisclosed fee. And we have to, you know, she's a nice lady, actress Dame Elizabeth Taylor tells fans that her heart surgery went off perfectly, and it's like having a brand new ticker. I don't know if I want to go that far, having a brand new ticker, you know. But anyway, what we're going to do right now, see, we're a live audience. So you know what I want to do? I want Kelly so badly, and I want Larry. Larry's on. So you know what? Take it away, guys. Sing a song. What song is this going to be, Kelly? What are you going to do right now?
First song we're going to sing is, are you sure? Okay. I kind of like to do the other one first.
Oh, you want to do? Okay, we'll do that one first.
Okay, what song are we doing? Which
we're
going to.
This song is called "Just Like That." It's going to be on the new record. Everybody can hear my stuff and check out my upcoming shows on myspace.com/ Kelly McGrath, KellyMcGrath. I'm on iTunes, and we are halfway through this new record.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about your career and coming attractions. You know, coming attractions.
That's right.
So, Steve, aren't you glad you're here, Steve?
Yes, I am, and I'd just like to say happy birthday to John Lennon today.
All right. I know! He's wearing his John Lennon
happy
shirt.
Birthday.
I'm
going to
be
John Lennon.
Singing to John Lennon.
Oh, and happy birthday, Sean Lennon, too.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
John Lennon, too. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with further fanfare, Kelly McGrath.
So this song is really, really special to me. It's called Just Like That.
Let me put it up.
She took my hand, give me the news. She said, God help me with this part. Then Mama said, baby, there's been an accident, and your daddy's dead. The plan that we made just turned into a thousand rainy days, and just like that, it was over. took my hand to give me the truth. He said, God, help me with this part. Well, you know I love you, but I found someone new. Oh, I never wanted to break your heart. But all the plans that we made just turned into a thousand rainy days. And just like that, it was over.
See how hot you are? We got a call. Wonderful song, Kelly.
Well, thank you very much.
Hello, caller. Is this Regina?
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Regina. I know you're coming from Baltimore, Maryland. What did you think of Kelly?
I am.
She hot or what?
I'm seriously hot. I'll tell you that myself.
Okay. Okay. What about the song by Kelly? Did you hear her song?
I pat myself on my back.
Oh, you didn't get to hear. She's a wonderful talent. She's going to do another song shortly. So how's your act doing out in Greece?
Days from the Sun is going fantastically well. Let me tell you what's going on with them.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. Tell me about Days of the Sun.
There's a record company called Hot Shot Records here in Baltimore. They also have a office in Miami. They have taken one of our songs called Take a Look Behind, and they're remixing it into an electric house mix.
Oh.
It will be It will be played in the Miami clubs. It will be played on Miami radio stations.
Oh, congratulations.
And in some of the clubs here in Baltimore. That should be happening within the next couple of weeks. We also have kind of a deal set up to do a four-track EP with the same company. That will probably be in the summer when the boys are able to come here from Greece.
Okay, cool.
Let me tell you who's in the band, okay? Let me pronounce them correctly.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, and then I'm going to get back to Kelly. We're going to have Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Kelly, I loved your song. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
both is Melodris, and he's our drums and our vocals, and he's also our main composer.
Okay, great.
And, of course, Nikki J. Efthimio. He will be live and in person on my show, which is Ladies Talk Live, on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. You can see us on www.colorlive.tv.
Oh, good.
Nikki will be with us in 2 weeks on Thursday.
Okay, cool.
And then, of course, Andy Pavlopoulos, and he is bass guitar, and, of course, we can't...
Regina, yes. I got to take this cup because it's from Europe. But thank you very much. I'm going to call you later. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
No, wait a minute. Kim.
No, I got to take this call. This is from one of my buddies in Japan.
You didn't give me the website. www.myspace.com.
Okay.
Days from the Sun.
Okay, you guys, thanks. Thank you very much. Anyway, call her, please. All right, thanks so much. Anyway, thank you very much for that call, Regina. I'm in Dr. Paul. Dr. Paul's in the house.
Woo-hoo!
Now, Kelly, what did you think of the song? Have a seat. I'm not used to this. I'm used to the full audience.
I'll tell you, I grab my seat right now.
It's hot seat. Kelly's a wonderful artist. Anyway, before we go on, we just wanted to mention...
And I'm a bullshit artist. Don't you ever forget that.
That I know. Anyway, with that along, I wanted to mention, everyone, that we have a new...
You point your head in a different direction. I got to see what's going on here.
I don't know. My head is pointed all over to you. Anyway, Authority Carbine Specialists, our new sponsor. And in fact, they will provide us with a car. So there you go. Have another car. What to do with it? We'll have another car. Anyway, you can buy a used car, new car, whatever you want. They're called Authority Carbine Specialists. Mm-hmm. And their number is 866-62-MY-CAR. Anyway, let's get back to the wonderful sound of Kelly McGrath and Larry Marciano. I think it's a boxer. Are you related to the boxer?
Yeah, I'm his great-grandson.
I'll buy that.
No. I don't think
so. I was gonna buy that.
Right. Your last name is Marciano.
Yeah, Marciano.
Like the famous thing. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not related to that the baseball player who got his head cut off. We don't want to go to Ted Williams there. That Ted Williams.
At least he doesn't have a dandruff problem anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Right, there's no dandruff problem there. Anyway, he's back. Our show's wacky, Kelly. Our show is wacky. What can I tell you? It's wacky for a Friday. Anyway, everyone out there. Another song from Kelly. What do you got for us right now?
This song is called Way of the Call.
Way of the Call. And then we're going to interview her a little bit because we want it. This show's for her and Dr. Paul, Reese out there. So enjoy the show and sing along, everybody.
So this song is going to be on the new record as well. It should be coming out in the early spring. Do you think you are a fool for lesser things? You say that you love me, but it don't mean a thing. If words are just words at the end of the day, life is too short to wait on someone to change. You gotta weigh the cost. Is it really worth losing it all? Oh. My cup overflows with sweet love for you, but I won't take your lies or your versions of the truth. Honestly, I stood by you when I wanted to give up. And sooner or later, you gonna run out of luck. You gotta weigh the cost. Is it really worth losing it all? A better man. She's tired of waiting, and there's nothing left to say. No, your dreams are fading, and you were so damn hard. to weigh the cost. Is it really worth losing it all? You've got one last chance to make things right. So what will it take for you to see the light? You got to weigh the cost. Is it really worth losing it all? You know best indeed is in your hands. So what will it take to make you a better man? Now I said, who do you think you are? A fool for lesser things. Well, you say that you love me. Oh, but it don't mean a thing. 'Cause words are just words at the end of the day. And life is too short to wait on someone, someone to change.
Wow, that was beautiful, Star.
Thank you.
Everyone on the BBS network is probably saying, wow, you got good talent. Now you get some exposure. And I want to tell people about the BBS network. They welcomed us last week. And Kelly, thank God, you're my second new performer for them. They're
all
real
right.
Excited. People in San Francisco said, hey, this lady's got soul. You have a Janis Joplin type of soul. And
all right.
Didn't you feel that, Dr. Paul? It's a uniqueness.
You don't really want me to get in on this now, do you?
Hey, Dr. Paul.
I want to know about the guy that you got it in for who hasn't met your expectations.
Yeah, well.
Tell us about that song. What now? Did you write that song?
I write all my songs.
Okay. Yeah. What was the
inspiration?
What's the inspiration for that song?
I think pretty much every woman can empathize with that inspiration. It leads just to the point where you've had it and you've given them forgiveness over and over, and you've given them chance after chance, and you stood by them when you really wanted to leave. You stayed just to give them one more chance because you know you thought it was worth it, and you're not a quitter, and it's like, okay, you know what? This is it. It's like, not just like shape up or ship out, but do you want to be a better man? Because that's what it's really about. It's about growing up. It's about growing up. And do you want to treat someone with respect and be a man of your word and be a better man, you know, for yourself, for you know, your parents, for your kids, for whatever. Do you just want to be a better person, a better human being, or do you just want to continue, you know, acting like
an asshole.
Like an asshole.
But you know what I got out of that? Because we go in relationships, and I'll tell you.
And it's about respecting yourself and loving yourself enough and knowing that you're worth it to say, you know what? This is it.
Right.
This is it.
And you know what? And what's really important about that is a lot of women and men go in relationships, and it's like a no-win thing. And Larry, wonderful. I want to give Larry props on the guitar, man. Excellent.
Yeah, she wasn't singing about
now,
you. I tell you right now.
He wasn't.
Larry.
No comment. And I was going to say.
That's the next, right?
No comment. Larry Marciano's story. That'll be next show. Anyway, came back to your wonderful career. How did you get started in the music business? What gave you the inspiration to get in this crazy, wacko business?
Well, I got a guitar when I was in college. And I got it as a random gift for my birthday. I didn't ask for it. I didn't know it was coming. And I was really like, why did you get me a guitar? But as soon as I picked it up, I had this little teach yourself how to play guitar book. And as soon as I picked it up, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with just the sounds. And I have an ear for music. And I could really quickly, like within a month, I could find any song I heard if I just worked at it for long enough in my dorm. I could find any song on the chords on the guitar, even though I had no idea what I was playing. And then my friends were like, you should perform at the Potpourri Band thing that they had like once a year or whatever, all the bands.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, the battle of the band, like the battle of the bands.
Yeah, kind of like that at the school. And they, I was like, oh, how do, you know, I don't. And they're like, just do one song, you know, Cal, that'd be so cool. And so I love challenging myself, and I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I was an actress. I was a theater major. And
you
all
too,
that.
Dolly. You, yeah. Me, you and me both, Dolly. Go ahead.
My wife is still acting every night. I'll tell you that right now. Give me a break, actually.
He's our comic
relief. I'm the one that's faking orgasms.
He's the comic relief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, FCC, we did not know that guy.
I'm planning to have a headache any minute now. I'll tell you that.
No, but so I did it. I entered the contest or whatever. I don't really think it was a contest. I think it was just like a big show. And I taught myself Natural Woman, because I had heard that on the radio, and I was like, ooh, that would be a good song to do. And so I just, like, found it, the chords, and wrote down all the words on a piece of paper. And I learned it the night before, put the words in my pocket, and I'm, like, backstage waiting for my turn to go. And I pulled out the words, and I'm, like, reading the words, trying to memorize them. And I set the piece of paper down backstage, so I walk out on the stage, and it's just a little stool and a spotlight. So I'm sitting on the stool, and I have my guitar, and I'm like, hey, everybody, this is my first song I've ever performed live. And so I start singing it, and I forgot the words.
No, that happened.
On the second verse, because no one really knows the second verse of any song.
Was that Natural Woman?
Yeah.
You make me feel.
And the audience.
He's turning me on right
I
now.
I may. I tell you. I've got my audience already.
I know. Well, and
scary. Yeah, it is.
The audience tried to help me out by singing that, singing the chorus. And I'm like, no, you guys. And I'm thinking, the words, I left the words backstage. So I just sang the chorus again. And I'm thinking in my head, okay, Kelly, I have to have a big finish. So I just, like, held out this note as long as I possibly could, and I got a standing ovation.
Wow.
And I'm, like, that's sitting there, like...
Not at a nudist camp, I hope, because no standing ovation can be very embarrassing, I'll tell you that right now.
No.
No. Down in front, down in front. No, I want to be up in front. Give me a break here.
That's Dr. Paul. Dr. My, Paul!
I make you sick.
I make you sick. That's what they I don't cure anything.
You make me crack up.
Hey, we do no acrobatics in here. Just sit in a chair. You understand what I'm talking about?
Sorry. But, like, in that moment, it was, like, the best time I'd ever had in my life in those 3 minutes. And I was like, and, like, my voice inside said, this is what you're supposed to do for the rest of your life. Because I was never nervous. Even when I forgot the words, I could not have felt more comfortable. And I felt like I was in a big living room. And I just felt like that's what I was supposed to do. And I have such an interesting story, and I can relate to a lot of people and the things I've been through in my life, and I have a lot of material, if you will. So I started writing immediately, and never
stopped. How did you get now when you got on the stage? You did the song
uh-huh.
"Natural Woman."
Uh-huh.
You may no, I won't go with that again. But anyway, you did the song. Uh-huh. Now you have such a you and Larry have such a great chemistry.
Thank you.
Together.
Thank you.
And you light up the room. You light up. When I saw you, I said, she's a star.
Oh,
you know, because certain people you see in your life, and you feel that energy, you know, and Larry, too, you both bring a synergy.
Thank you.
You know, which is wonderful. And I'll take my $50 later. No, but
we felt like that.
Cameron's so lonely. He's so desperate.
That's my other show. And that's my show I do on Monday through Friday. But anyway, go ahead. I was going to do one other thing. Now, we say, you know, certain music that when we were younger that inspired us.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a certain performer or group that you followed when you were younger?
Well, all kinds. You know, everybody from Bette Midler to the Dixie Chicks to Emmylou Harris to, the Beatles, like you name it. John Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen. Like, there's just like a whole eclectic of artists, but as a songwriter and as an artist, Patti Griffin is, I think, one of the most talented unsung heroes in the songwriter business. And, like, all, like, really great, successful songwriters know who she is, and she's very well-respected, but she's not super well-known. But she is so amazingly, phenomenally talented, and she really changed my life as an artist and a songwriter.
You know what I was doing? I was doing my homework. See, I do my homework.
Okay.
To do my research here. Mm-hmm. And what I found about, you know, the life of Kelly McGrath is a lady who
who really is, you know, like you said, you know, you learned the notes, you did the things that you need to do to become a good performer. And it was just amazing, the reviews of the people out there, what they said, and what, you know, the, you know, what they, some people said that your music changed their lives.
How many people
that you can relate to, like a Bob, you know, like Bob Dylan, changed my, or Beatles, that they could say, you know, this lady has changed my life.
Aww.
So when I was doing my research, my crafty research on her, that's what I found, and it was amazing. And it's like, when you get someone like that on your, you know, meeting your life, it's changing. Well, let me ask you a question regarding, you know, your music. Now, I would say you're kind of, what would you classify yourself? You say, I'm a little country, I'm a little rock and roll.
Pretty much, little country, little rock, little bluesy. You can definitely hear the southern roots. You know, I'm from the south. You can definitely hear that.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Born and raised, baby.
All right, I love Tennessee.
I'm saying it right now.
How about Nashville? Did you perform in Nashville?
You know how many times I've heard that? You're the only Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Tennessee, I'll tell you right now.
Brother
B.S. is from Tennessee. You're kidding, I'm some...
We don't have room to get Reese in here, because she's a wonderful talent. But anyway, what I was going to say is, being from Tennessee, you have the country music. Yeah. Are you from Nashville or Knoxville?
I'm not from Nashville, but I lived there for several years, and I moved to L.A. from Nashville. But I've lived in Memphis. I grew up in Savannah. I've lived in Brownsville. I've lived all over. And my mama lives in Cookeville, which is right outside of Knoxville.
Oh, so, I know that area. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of getting...
Is that without the good southern cooking, the good fried chicken?
Oh, God, everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Calories galore, but...
Everywhere, yeah.
And hominy grits and...
Yeah.
Stuff Jewish people don't.
Hey, I want to tell you right now, I went to a wedding last weekend, and I went to Tennessee. I married my cousin all over again.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. Anyway, let me ask you another question here. Now, when you write a song, like the one we just heard tonight, and then we'll do one more song for our... You have energy for one more song?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. See, isn't it good to be on another person's show? You get to relax and everything. You know?
Really,
so I go to your show and say, the sporty seat today.
I'm
sport, but I can't sing. I could do feelings, but that's about it. And I turn off the audio.
You need something for your throat.
Exactly.
How about a knife?
Anyway, when you do write a song, and you talked about the emotion, what... Now, are you one of these people, they always say about a singer or a writer, that they think about a past situation and they go, you know what, I gotta write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the songs that you have on your last album, and of course the new album coming out, are they all things that you went through? A lot of the battles.
Every single one of my songs is something I've been through. Every single one. And
this is about pain.
People in my life, whenever I write a new song, that's the first thing I play it for them. That's the first thing they say is, who's that about? Who's that one about?
About a passive-aggressive male. That's what that was about.
Some women will say, you know, maybe it was about this camera character, you know?
No, but it's true. And I think that's true for most people. I mean, I know when people get into, like, writing commercially and co-writing, it's just, you know, whatever's going to make a good song. But for me, music has always been, since the first time I ever... started playing and singing, and since the first song I ever wrote, music has been for me like therapy, and it has been for me like a way to reach out and empathize with other people and show compassion and camaraderie and lifting them up or taking them down or whatever. You know, I've had grown men crying coming up to me saying, you know, oh, that one song you sang, you know, my mom died 5 years ago, or my wife, you know, has cancer, and I really related to the song, and it just really got to me, and I just wanted to say thank you, because I like to, like, metaphorically think of it as, like, you know, like veterans that all come home, no matter what war they were in, they feel like brothers, and they feel like they understand each other, and they feel this, like...
camaraderie.
Yeah, and they feel this, like, mutual, like, hey, you've been there, you've
respect.
Been through it. Yeah, and it just feels better, even when we're infants. It's comforting to know you're not alone. You know, even like the little preemie babies, that's why they put them together, is because they heal faster and they get healthier when they're not alone. And so I think, you know, even us as human beings, to know that we're not alone going through something it's just comforting, and it just feels better.
Well, you know, it's, we're going to go into a song in a second, but what I was going to say is the preceding portion of our show brought by Tutti Frutti Yogurt, and we want to thank the people at Tutti Frutti to present the wonderful artistry of Kelly McGrath and Larry Marciano. Yeah, we're gonna have Italian food after this, okay? We're gonna have a pizza. Sure. How do you like it?
I like it with sardines.
Oh,
oy vey, sardines. He's not kosher already. Oh, he's kosher already. Hey, sardines. Now after that, you got to do a song. After that, sardines. Let's get it. People say, you know what? That sardines got in mind. So, what do you want to sing right now for the public of LA Talk Radio and our fine folks at BBS Radio Network?
Well, before we sing this song, I just want to tell everybody my show, as Cameron was saying, is on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's called Music Evolution Revolution. I have a new artist on every Sunday, and I interview them as Cameron's interviewing me. They play live. So if you're interested in discovering new artists in LA and new talent, I have them on every Sunday at 7.
Oh, wonderful.
Sarah Hethcote is going to be on this Sunday, and she's fantastic. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're delighted.
So
I wanted you so badly. You see how far we've been talking, and I said I want, you know, wanted her on in the Jewish holidays. And then see, you're like the New Year's present. So
aww,
you both, you are forever.
I want to know about that guy you were singing about. That's the guy I want to know.
Well, he could be in his room.
He is very interesting.
Uh-oh. I'm hiding. Right. It wasn't me. People, one woman will write, it was you.
And I want to really tell people to watch out for the new record. It's going to be
something
really amazing. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be coming out in the early spring.
Cool.
I'm still writing right in the middle of it, and Larry's recording and producing it. And Larry's an artist as well. He's a fantastic singer-songwriter and artist himself. So check out his
MySpace. We got to get him on. Will you come on?
Yeah.
Come on my show?
Be great.
I'd love to. Kel, I'm going to have you back also.
Absolutely.
Another time, you know?
Yeah. But Larry's great, so check out
his
MySpace.
We're going to definitely have Larry on. And Larry's putting up with me, so he deserves another time on this show. Everyone, anyway, what would you like to perform in front of the American audience out there from shore to shore?
This next song we're going to do is called Love is a Loaded Gun, and I think the title pretty much explains this.
This is a fun girl, I'll tell you.
No, it's you. I'm getting guns with her.
Hey, my
don't
age, a loaded
with me,
gun.
Me, baby.
That's right.
Loaded gun. I should have seen it coming. Should have known what I should have run. What can I say? You blew me away. Oh,
song.
Thank you so much.
You better not bring a gun.
No.
Shoot that gun off. Anyway.
I have one thing to say.
The gun!
Like on Looney Tunes, where like Yosemite just like takes off.
Yeah.
Just, like,
that's
smoke.
That's a lot of... You know what I thought of? That song, I had it in a vision because I was just... It's so beautiful, the music. I thought of the Wacky Racers. You ever see that show, the cartoon, Wacky Racers?
No.
They had a scene where... The damsel was in distress, and she was trying to find a gun mm-hmm. in this thing. It was, you know, everyone, you know, on cartoon, they explode and they come back. So she took a gun, and it was to this mafia, the four mafia guys, and tried to shoot them, and she missed, and it got back to her.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Well,
horrible
that's kind of like how love is, and that's like the visual I had when I wrote that song is like, love is like this loaded gun that you have, like, pointed at your heart. And you don't know. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
My ex-wife used to shoot her mouth off all the time. I said, it's a loaded gun. I'll tell you right now.
Boy, I'm telling you. Anyway, we got, could you believe how time flies?
I know it.
Time flies, and we're having fun. Anyway, if people want to see you out here in Los Angeles, are you going to have some
They can definitely go to myspace.com/ Kelly McGrath, KELLY. MCGRATH. My music is also on iTunes, and I perform regularly at the Cat Club on Sunset.
Oh, I have to go there.
It's on the Strip, right next to the Whiskey Go Go. It's 8911 Sunset Boulevard. I'm there once a month. They have an amazing sound system. They redid the whole place, and the sound is fantastic. And I also host the music night at the Fox and Hounds English Pub.
Oh,
yes. Twice a month here in Studio City. It's 11100. It's in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard in Vineland.
Yeah, I used to drink them in the old days. But
it's free. There's no cover, and yeah. I book the talent on the first and third Tuesday of the month, and then Larry and I also perform. We just did this past Tuesday.
Oh, really?
So we'll be there October 20th, and we've got some really great rock bands that are going to be playing. But so you can catch me there a couple times a month, and then at the Cat Club. So, people can just check it up on MySpace.
Now, what I was going to say is, I'm working on an idea for a show, and I'd love to have you guys on.
Absolutely.
For a network show I'm doing right now, I'm developing for Fox Television, and we'll have Dr. Paul there. We got to have Dr. Paul Risa.
Well, it wouldn't be the same.
Same
now,
with Dr.
Would
Paul
it?
Risa.
We got to have a sequel to this.
Somebody's got to be disgusting here.
There goes the ratings right now. But anyway, let's see. The time is flying.
I know.
Do you have another song?
Absolutely.
Okay, boy, did I got a singer.
Baby, I got songs for the rest of the night.
All
if
right.
You need them.
You know what? Let's do. We're running out of time, but let's do one more song. I want to thank Kelly, but we're gonna run out with one song. That'll be wonderful. And I want to thank the LA Clippers. And we're gonna be all going to the game next week. And I want to thank all our sponsors: Northridge Steel, Milano's Restaurant, and our new sponsor, Authority Carbine Specialist. Anyway, with that in mind, Kelly,
okay,
you take over. And
Cameron, I can't thank you enough for having us on.
Oh,
this
you're
been
a delight.
A treat.
You're a delight. You like our humor, huh?
You like our
humor. We give you.
Are you
Jewish
kidding
humor.
Me? I've been around musicians my whole life.
Oh God.
And guys, I'm so used to it.
Oh well, you're you know what? I'm so surprised that, you know, like, people, you know, talent wise, that someone didn't see you and sign you, like, boom! You know, like,
well,
on a big level.
I feel like I'm just being protected and waiting for the right one to come along.
I hope. Anyway,
That's a song right there.
That is. Anyway, we're going to do one more song, and what is it?
This song is called Don't Wake Up. It's really special to me. It's just about if you've got a dream. I'm pretty much talking to anyone who has a dream.
Go ahead and let's dream on.
Don't wake up, just keep on dreaming. They say we're sleeping, but they got clouds in their eyes. Let them be, I said let them be. Jump off that mountain into world. Be grateful, be grateful. But in your own time.
Thank you very much. We gotta go, and we'll see you next week. Kevin Sports and Life. Thank you very much,
Thank
Kelly.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ball. Thank you. Sorry, Risa, and sorry, Steve. We'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
They're out there in the living room having an orgy.
I'm a bat.